From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. University of Missouri System Interim President Mike Middleton says work is being done to address lawmakers' concerns over the four-campus system. Middleton tried to assure legislators Wednesday during a House hearing that the university is responding to their complaints. He also warned that significant budget cuts would do real damage. Middleton says the faculty teaching waiver process will be reviewed, a Mizzou Free Speech Task Force has been created, and Melissa Click has been suspended following her November confrontation with student videographers. Lawmakers have criticized how the protests were handled and expressed concern over the state of the university. A Republican lawmaker wants to make it easier for Missouri women to get birth control. Representative Sheila Solon told a House committee Wednesday that pharmacists should be able to prescribe oral contraceptives because fewer unwanted pregnancies would lead to fewer abortions. Those under 18 would have to show pharmacists a previous doctor's prescription. The bill would allow women to receive birth control in one-year increments after their first three-month prescription. Under the measure, a woman would be required to visit a doctor within 3 years of the pharmacist's initial prescription to continue receiving the contraceptives. Solon said a pharmacist could still refer someone to a physician if necessary. Oregon, California, and Washington, D.C. have passed comparable policies. A bill to promote awareness and research on mental illness among medical students is moving forward in the Missouri House after its members gave initial approval in a voice vote Wednesday. Republican sponsor Representative Keith Frederick says medical school students are at risk of depression and suicide, but sometimes are concerned that seeking help could hurt their careers. Democratic Representative Janice Monticello, who has spoken about her own suicide attempt last year while lobbying for the bill, says it would help students looking to enter a career field centered on helping others. The bill would create a panel to review medical education in the state and give members the authority to conduct a study on depression and suicide among medical students. It needs another vote to pass the House. Missouri lawmakers are debating whether to regulate fantasy sports like gambling. Representative Scott Fitzpatrick told a House panel Wednesday he's proposing to exempt fantasy sports from gambling regulations because players rely on skill, not chance. He said a final version of this bill would include consumer protections, such as age restrictions. Several fantasy sports companies said Fitzpatrick's bill would clarify Missouri's laws. Nobody spoke against it. Fantasy sports players assemble rosters of athletes who earn points based on their performance in real games. Players win if their teams accrue more points than opposing teams. A 2006 federal law regulating online gambling exempted fantasy sports, but several attorneys general have said daily fantasy sports violate their state's gambling laws. On Wednesday night, the University of Missouri hosted the first lecture in an 18-month speaker series that aims to educate individuals on the ins and outs of race relations. The initiative was created after student protests led to turmoil on the University of Missouri campus in November. KBIA's Abigail Corson reports.
Diane Moody Burke's lecture titled Contesting Slavery, Enslaved Missourians' Enduring Struggle for Self-Determination was the first in an 18-month speaker series created by MU's Division of Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity. The initiative was created in the wake of race-related events that took place on the University of Missouri's campus last fall. Students, faculty, and community members heard a speech giving insight into the lives of African Americans who were enslaved in mid-Missouri. Kiana Irvin is an MU history professor who emceed the event. She says the lecture series is only one part in helping the University of Missouri move forward.
That is the work, right? That's the next step in a way. I think what we're thinking is that our work is to provide a kind of foundation for thinking about this history in very complex ways and learned ways. And then, you know, in a sense, kind of grapple together with what that means. What bearing does history have on our present? I think that's something, that's the next endeavor, really.
The next lecture on March 23rd will look at the role violence had on enslaved women in a presentation called Hashtag Say Her Name, Black Women and State Violence in the Case of Missouri versus Celia, a Slave. I'm Abigail Corson, KBIA News, Columbia.